Now on Asian Pop Radio, here's your Korean news update. Korean news update. News and current affairs that matter to you.
I'm Chance Dorland with your Korean news update, brought to you by Korea FM in association with the Korea Observer and Asian Pop Radio. For more independent news and talk radio podcasts, subscribe in the iTunes Store with your favorite podcast application or visit koreafm.net. Prosecutors say they've given notice to impeached President Park Geun-hye to appear at the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office the morning of March 21st. The Hankyure reports Park's attorneys say she will appear, with prosecutors noting that they plan to weigh whether to request an arrest warrant after the questioning. Since November, attorneys for the now ex-president have repeatedly refused to cooperate with in-person questioning by prosecutors and the special prosecutor in the case, with their minds changing only after South Korea's first female president became the only democratically elected leader of the country to be removed from office by the Constitutional Court. Park continues to deny all charges against her, despite all of her named co-conspirators currently in police custody. As for the upcoming special presidential election that must be held within 60 days of Park Geun-hye's removal from office, KBS World Radio reports a new opinion poll shows former main opposition Democratic Party Chairman Moon Jae-in continuing to enjoy a lead over all other presidential hopefuls at 33%, up 1 percentage point from last week. The removal of former President Park Geun-hye was riddled with surprises and unexpected events, and it turns out her move from the presidential residence, Cheongwa-dae, was no different. The Guardian reports only days after being removed from office, an animal rights group accused her of abandonment for leaving her 9 dogs behind. Park's neighbors reportedly gave her a pair of Jindos, a Korean breed of hunting dog, as she prepared to move into the Blue House in 2013. The pair recently had 7 puppies, and as a Cheongwa-dae spokesman reportedly said that they were too young to be separated from their mother, the dogs would remain at the presidential palace until they were old enough to be sent to new owners, with Park ordering her staff to take care of the dogs in her absence. However, that wasn't good enough for the Korea Alliance for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which has filed a complaint with South Korea's Anti-Corruption and Civil Rights Commission over the ex-president's treatment of the dogs. And the group is not alone, with dog lovers expressing their anger about the situation on social media. A district court has temporarily banned a local high school from using a controversial state-authored history textbook. Yonhap reports the court upheld an injunction filed by 5 parents who accused school authorities of breaking rules in their decision to adopt the book, with many in South Korea criticizing the text for an allegedly biased interpretation of events in modern South Korean history. The conservative Park Geun-hye administration introduced the book to correct what it considered left-leaning, pro-North Korea bias in private publishers' textbooks. However, the new book has been accused of glorifying the military dictatorship of her father, Park Chung-hee, who took control of South Korea after a military coup and maintained power for 18 years until his assassination in 1979 by disgruntled KCIA director Kim Jae-kyu. And the Korea Institute for Health and Social Affairs says nearly half of South Korea's working moms quit their jobs within a year of taking childcare leave. The Korea Herald reports the high proportion of early retirement by women is attributed to discrimination at the workplace and long work hours, with slightly less than half of women employed in the country compared to the OECD average of nearly 58%. South Korea's fertility rate is also the lowest among OECD members, despite multiple government programs to increase births in the ROK. Subscribe to the Korea FM Talk Radio and News Podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. And for more news, talk radio, and independent music from the Korean Peninsula, visit koreafm.net. I'm Chance Dorland.